Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. My co-host Andrea is away today. We've all experienced adversity in our lives, and how do we look at it as an ally rather than an enemy? Well, here to talk about this and much more is Coach Michael Taylor. He's an entrepreneur, author, motivational speaker, and radio show host. Hello there, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Lisa, and thanks for an opportunity to share a positive message. Obviously, there's a lot of negative stuff out there in the world, so it's really great to get some positive vibes put out there.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, let's not even get into politics here, but yeah, it's been pretty dismal. And so I think if we can talk about adversity being your greatest ally, which we are focusing on today, I think it's great. Okay, so let's jump into this. When did you first know that this was something that you wanted to help other people realize? And when did you know you wanted to be a coach?
Well, actually, let's back up about 20 years or so. And I was living the so-called American dream with the house, the wife, the 2.5 kids, and all of that. And so by society standards, I was pretty successful. And within about a six-year time frame, I watched that dream turn into a nightmare as I went through a divorce, a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, and a deep state of depression. And during that time, I received a miracle. I was sitting up late one night because I couldn't sleep because I was so depressed. And as I was sitting on my bed, I looked across the room, and I noticed that all the books on my bookshelf had something to do with making money. And as I sat there looking at those books, this question just popped in my head. And the question was this: Michael, what if you took all the energy and effort you've used in trying to get rich and simply learn how to be happy? And that one question literally changed my life in an instant. Something in me shifted, and I realized that I needed to stop looking outside of myself and look within to figure out why my life wasn't working. And so I went on this amazing journey of self-discovery. And for the last 20, 25 years, that's what I've been doing. And I decided that I wanted to take all the lessons that I've learned over those 20, 25 years and share it with others, because we all have basically the same adversities in life. And so I thought that by putting this book together, it becomes a tool that can help people who are dealing with adversity. And so that's why I came up with the title, Adversity is the Greatest Ally, How to Use Life Challenges as Stepping Stones to Live the Life of Your Dreams. Because as I look back in retrospect, I realized that every adversity that I went through actually brought me a gift and a lesson. And it is in changing our mindset about adversity that we can use them, or shall I say, convert them from adversities to allies.
You know, I think that's such good advice, and it can be so hard when you're in the moment of adversity, when you're really in the thick of it like you were. What are some tips for people to start seeing things in a more positive light? And for you, when you said, okay, you know, I had that epiphany and I need to be happy, what were some of the first steps you took towards that?
Well, actually, here are what I call the five keys to turn your adversities into allies. Key number one is you must be willing to take 100% responsibility for your life. And this is probably the most difficult thing. I know that during the dark periods of my life, I was placing blame and pointing fingers at everybody except myself. I was blaming my ex-wife. I was blaming society. I mean, I had all these excuses for why my life wasn't working. And it wasn't until I made a choice, a conscious choice, that I was going to be responsible for my life turning out. And it was that decision that propelled me to go on this journey that I just mentioned. So that's key number one. Key number two is we must be willing to get out of our comfort zone. You see, as human beings, we have an aversion to discomfort. And if you really want to grow through adversity, you got to understand that there is no growth without discomfort. So we must learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable, because that is the only time when we grow. Number three, you must make a commitment to your own personal growth and development. And this is something that, as I mentioned earlier, I had spent a lot of time reading books on how to get rich and making money, but I hadn't really learned about or asked myself some questions about who I am as a human being. And so when we invest in our personal growth and development, that's exactly what we discover, who we really are. So you've got to make a commitment to your own personal growth and development. Number four, you must develop a positive mental attitude. Because when you're smack dab in the middle of adversity, it's really easy to fall into a negative mindset because it seems like the whole world is caving in around us, and it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But if we will develop a positive mindset, when we're faced with adversity, it simply makes dealing with adversity a lot easier. And number five is you must discover your unique gifts and talents. And I know without question that every human being has some divine, unique gifts and talents. And it is our responsibility to discover what they are. And the amazing thing that happened for me is when I went through those dark periods that I mentioned, I discovered that I am a writer. And I never dreamed that I would be a writer. I also discovered that I'm an excellent communicator. I never dreamed of being a motivational speaker. But as a result of all the adversities that I went through, I discovered these two gifts. And in doing so, I have actually found my true purpose in life, which is to use my gifts and talents to help make the world a better place. And I do that through my writing and my speaking.
It is so important for us to tap into what we're good at. I'm so glad you said that. You know, my daughter has some learning disabilities and she often gets down on herself and I'm not as smart as the other kids and this and that. And it's like, well, I think you are as smart as the other kids in a different way. And not only that, I've never seen anyone so creative. Now, of course, I'm her mom and you probably think I'm biased, people listening, but seriously, like everybody, right? I mean, the story she creates and her imagination is just endless. And, you know, we all have different strengths and weaknesses. And I think if you can get in touch with that, it can make such a big difference in your life.
Yeah. And it's something that I don't think we put a lot of focus on in our society because our culture conditions us to always look outside of ourselves, you know, find the right job, find the right wife or husband and so forth. And so we're constantly looking outside of ourselves. But when we go on this inner journey, we begin to uncover, or shall I say discover, some unique gifts and talents. And everyone who's listening to this program, I can assure you, you have some unique gifts and talents. But it's your responsibility to discover them and then express them.
Now, Michael, what surprised you most about yourself when you went on this journey?
Well, I never really saw myself as a creative person. I always thought that I was the managerial, analytical, intellectual type. But when I went on this journey, that's what I discovered. I am extremely creative. Writing books, creating audio and video programs is something that I absolutely love doing, and it's that creative aspect of myself that I didn't even know existed until I went through these challenges, as I mentioned, and I discovered that I have this amazing gift of creativity.
That is so nice to have. You know, I think it may, like I said earlier, when you can let yourself tap into it. And I think so many people are in the rat race and they got their 60-hour week work week and they just are doing something they don't really love. And they feel like, how am I going to turn away from this and become an entrepreneur? I have to have you back because I just asked you a huge question and we only have a minute left. So tell us all the ways we can learn about you. And then I want to have you back. I think you're terrific.
Sure. Well, the simplest way to reach me, and if you actually want to gain a little more insight into turning your adversities into allies, if you go to my website at adversityisyourgreatestally.com, you can gain access to a free video that goes a little more in depth about turning your adversities into allies. Absolutely free, very powerful content, and you can find more about the book there. But you can also go to coachmichaeltaylor.com to find out the things that I do as a motivational speaker.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. All right. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @YourRadioMD and at Naturally Savvy. Take Coach Michael's advice. Tap into your talents. You'll be glad you did. Take care and stay well.